Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And I am really grateful, and we are really grateful that you all are with us today, whether in these pews or online, whether today or throughout the week. The only announcement that I have is last-minute sign-ups for the Brat Fry. There are a couple of spots available for that. That's a really important fundraiser for this congregation. The announcement that I have is that I will be working from home mostly tomorrow. We've got a care committee meeting at 1 o'clock, but other than that, I will be working from home because my buddy Tim, Pastor Tim, who you've seen videos and heard him a lot, he and his partner Shay will be with Rafi and I for the day. I'll come in for the care committee meeting, but then I'll be working from home other than that. So if you need me, shoot me a text or an email or give me a call on my cell phone. Let's see. Any other announcements?
Couple. I updated the list on the food pantry, and I did get a call from Sue. They currently need baked beans, hamburger helper, and like macaroni and cheese or oatmeal, anything like that. And I have the list that's updated on the front of the cart, and there's also a list on the little wooden thing on between the windows back here. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Alana. Anything else? Okay, then in that case, let's share the peace of Christ with one another. Good morning. Peace be.
You can stand for the call to worship, please. Hallelujah. Give thanks to God. For the Holy One redeemed us and sustained us through the time of trouble. Give thanks to the Holy One, for God is good. For the compassionate One heard our cry and sustained us through the time of trouble. Give thanks to the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Hallelujah. Give thanks. Give thanks to God. Join me, please, in the opening prayer. Amazing God, we honor and celebrate your presence among us. We rejoice in your goodness and delight in your wonderful works. We lament the suffering of the world and take courage that you are with us. We ask that you make your presence known to us. Speak, O God, for we attune our attention for your guidance. Receive our praise as we glorify your name. Amen.
Amen. The opening song, I'm actually going to have you sit down. We've got a video from my friend Richard Rochefort Colligan teaching us one of his songs This is called ever-present love. And he talks a little bit about Psalm 107, which is the text we'll be dealing with today. He gives us a little bit of history before getting into the psalm.
Friends, welcome to Psalm 107, pieces of it at least. Psalm 107 is really a collection of stories, testimonies about people who are in deep trouble and got free, people who were in dire straits and then were rescued. And they attribute all that goodness to God's love. Sometimes God's love is, the word there is chesed. You've heard me say it before, chesed, try that. Chesed, right, important word. Sometimes it's translated into English as covenant love, steadfast love, God's loving kindness. Here in this song, we're singing it as an ever-present love. And the part I want to teach you that's the refrain among these little stories goes like this. They sang of an ever-present love, ever-present love. They sang of an ever-present love, ever-present love. Try that with me, would you? Oh, they sang of an ever-present love, ever-present love. Uh-huh, and again. Oh, they sang of an ever-present love, ever-present love. Ready for the first story? Some wandered lost in the desert, fainting from hunger and thirst. They say God filled them with goodness when they were expecting the worst. They were expecting the worst. And they sang. And they sang of an ever-present love, ever-present love. Oh, they sang of an ever-present love, ever-present love. For the next story. Some suffered long years in prison, punished for breaking God's word. Well, they say God broke them out and gave them a new life as free as a bird. A new life as free as a bird. And they sang of an ever-present love, ever-present love. Oh, yes, they sang of an ever-present love. My turn again. Some foolish ones made themselves sick, cried out with a pitiful sound. They say God reached out and healed them, turned their lives around. Turned their lives around. And they sang of an ever-present love. Facing the crashing foam, they say God made the storms whisper, let the sailors home, and let the sailors home. And they sang of an ever-present love, ever-present love. Ooh, yeah, they sang of an ever-present love. West and northward, some from the seas to the south, where they say God gathered the helpless, did wonders to love them all, wonders to love them all. And they sang of an ever-present love, ever-present love. Yeah, yeah, they sang of an ever-present love, ever-present love. How about us, huh? We sing of an ever-present love, ever-present love, leading us on. Yeah, we sing of an ever-present love, ever-present love, leading us on. Whew.
Well, now, if there are any, let's see. I don't see any. I don't see any kids here with us. But I'm happy to come to you because we're all children of God. So, ever-present love, and God's faithfulness, and all sorts of things like that. So, kind of a long story. When you all were growing up, did you ever find yourselves stuck in a tree, perhaps, if you climbed up in a tree and couldn't get down, or if you fell off your bike, or and hurt yourself, or maybe you ate one too many cookies and your tummy hurt, you know, all sorts of things, and your parents were there for you. That's kind of how God is there for us. We're talking about ways that God has been there for us in these kinds of stories, and how we can be there for one another. So that's what we're talking about today. So I'm going to say a short phrase, and I invite you to repeat it back to me. Dear God, thank you for being there for us when we're lonely, when we're scared, and when we're joyful. Help us share your love wherever we go. Amen. And now join me in the prayer of transformation and new life. Holy God, too often we seem determined to turn away from you. You, however, continually call us to repentance, to turn back to you and your way. We pray for fortitude to remain on the path set by Jesus and embody the ministry of Christ in the world. Deliver us from the insignificant concerns that distract us, and empower us to do the work you have called us to do. Most of all, grant us grace to be the people you have made us to be. And beloved, you have received an inheritance of riches in God. These treasures of hope and strength and encouragement and peace and grace and joy and rest and love are all yours to claim. They are yours to live. Receive them freely and abundantly. We are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Our scripture today is from Psalm 107, verses 1 through 32 and 39 through 43. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for God is good, for God's steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those God redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to an inhabited town. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and God delivered them from their distress. God led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank the Lord for God's steadfast love, for God's wonderful works to humankind. For God satisfies the thirsty, and the hungry God fills with good things. Some sat in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and in irons, for they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Their hearts were bowed down with hard labor. They fell down with no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and God saved them from their distress. God brought them out of darkness and gloom and broke their bonds apart. Let them thank the Lord for God's steadfast love, for God's wonderful works to humankind. For God shatters the doors of bronze and cuts into the bars of iron. Some were sick through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities endured affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and God saved them from their distress. God sent out God's word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Let them thank the Lord for God's steadfast love, for God's wonderful works to humankind. And let them offer thanksgiving, sacrifices, and tell of God's deeds with songs of joy. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the mighty waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For God commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven, they went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their calamity. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and God brought them out from their distress. God made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad because they had quiet, and God brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for God's wonderful works to humankind. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, trouble, and sorrow, God pours contempt on princes and makes them wander in trackless wastes. But God raises up the needy out of distress and makes their families like flocks. The upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness stops its mouth. Let those who are wise pay attention to these things and consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Here in the readings for today, may God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Thank you, Jane. Somehow, after seeing the length of today's reading, Jane did not turn away and say, "Find another liturgist," but instead, she stepped up and thank you, Jane. I know this was a long one. She joked with me this morning. She was like, you know, I thought about bringing a glass of water up with me. You know, I could have shortened it, but eh, whatever. All right, friends, let's pray. God, be in our heads and in our thinking. Be in my voice and in my speaking. Be in our hearts and in our loving. Speak through me or in spite of me for the benefit of your holy word. Amen. So like any younger person, I often find myself looking at funny memes on the internet. And I actually wanted to start by looking at some of those with you right now. So this one says, that feeling you get when you win the argument. And this cat looks pretty darn proud of itself, right? Then the next one says, that feeling you get when you fix something with one simple part that could potentially cost hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to replace. And that cat also looks pretty darn proud of itself.
A seal?
Whatever. All right, next one. That feeling you get when your exams are over. This cat is just dancing around in those flowers, and all but one of those our cat pictures. And I am not a cat person, so I find that a little ironic. But the point is, these kinds of memes are designed to be feelings that pretty much everybody can relate to. Because all of us have had experiences like this. We all have times in our lives when we've been worried about that final exam or that repair or that argument with someone you think is wrong. And I also think that's kind of true with how we feel when we look at Psalm 107. I didn't use all of it. I used most of it, but I didn't use all of it. One of the reasons I love the Psalms so much is because the Psalms speak to the whole realm of the human experience in a way that some of the rest of the Bible doesn't always do. I think most people read the Psalms and can find themselves in it to some degree. And when I look at Psalm 107, I find that to be true. The first verses say, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever." So the psalmist is appealing to the fact that everyone who knows God can say something about who God is and how God has been active in their life. That's why I titled this sermon, "That Feeling When God Picks You Up." Because there's everybody knows that kind of feeling in their lives. I bet that pretty much everybody can think of some sort of a story or some sort of a feeling that we can relate to in that way. And the psalmist goes on and talks about people wandering in the desert in difficult places, whether literal or physical. It could be either. And a lot of people are wandering without food and without the things needed for human life, and God rescues them. And then we have people who sit in darkness, whether literal or physical or spiritual, we're not sure, but it certainly could be either. Even people who deny the will of God in some way, God brings them out, God picks them up out of their darkness and despair and gloom, and God breaks their bonds apart, and God takes care of them. In each of the refrains of this psalm, the psalmist talks about a specific group of people or maybe a feeling that people have had, and the psalmist would have believed that pretty much everybody could relate to those feelings, kind of like the memes I showed you earlier, even if one of them was a seal and not a cat. Part of me wonders if we could add to this psalm, what might we add? If you could relate to a certain feeling, what might you add to that? I might be tempted, if it were my psalm, I might talk about different ways that my disability has made others sort of other me or make me feel less than, and God has opened doors of community and connection. My mom, if it were her psalm, might talk about how she had cancer twice, and God was with her, and she beat cancer twice. Maybe for some of you, it was a person who came into your life at just the right moment, or a job that you badly needed, or some other life circumstance that God brought you through. I mean, there's so much that so many people can relate to, and God picks us up and finds us in the situations that we're in and brings us out of them. And remember, the Psalms were written to be sung, right? So isn't that the kind of deliverance and the wonderful love that you just can't help but sing about, even if you yourself are not necessarily the singing type? Doesn't it make you want to sing a little bit? You know, it's just incredible stuff. We are loved so deeply by a God who knows us so well and knows the experiences of our lives so intensely that God wants to bring us out of our trouble so that we can continue to live lives that God desire for us. That's why I think this psalm, as long as it is and as much as it feels like it's repeating itself, that's why I felt it was so important to talk about today, because for as much as our faith can sometimes challenge us, for as much as our faith can lead us into wilderness times as we're trying to discern the next steps of our faith journey, God finds us even in those moments where we don't know where to turn. And God brings us out of despair into the amazing reality of community and connection and belonging and grace. And lest we think that this is something that just makes us feel good, right? You know, that if we think that the whole point of this psalm is just to give us tender and happy thoughts, God reminds us that we actually have an opportunity to share that with others, because Christianity as an institution has often gotten kind of a bad rap recently because of a lot of the divisive rhetoric that many Christian churches seem to peddle. If you don't believe a certain way, you're going to hell. If you vote for one candidate or over the other candidate, you're going to hell. You're not a real Christian. It's an oxymoron, some say, to be both gay and Christian. And I know I talk about the last thing a lot, but there are all sorts of people in Waupun who have said that out loud, and that kind of rhetoric really bruises people. But I don't really believe that God cares about any of that. What I believe God cares about is that we know that we are loved by God and that we praise God with everything we have after God has given so freely to us. And that, I think, is what Psalm 107 is trying to remind us, that we have had times in our lives where we've been stuck in the mud. God brings us out. We praise God and we share God's love with others. That's the whole thing. The psalmist is trying to appeal to the readers or the listeners' memory. Remember that bad situation you were in and how God picked you up? God fills people with good things, and God's wonderful works to humankind are well known. Richard Brooks wrote Colligan in the song earlier today, translated that as ever-present love. And the Hebrew word for that, remember, is chesed. And in his commentary for Working Preacher, one of my seminary professors, Clint McCann, reminds us that while Psalm 107 is a Thanksgiving song, it's also a reflection on God's fundamental character, summarized by that word, chesed. It's kind of guttural, so if any of you have ever taken German classes, it's a Hebrew word, but this might sort of feel a little German to you. Chesed. And we are depending on God, and we have gratitude for God's chesed. So as you go into this week, the question I want you to think about is, what kinds of things has God brought you out of? And how can you share that chesed, I've been trying to say that word as many times as I can. Chesed. The story of that ever-present love with somebody who might need to hear that message. The world is so deeply broken, right? We are so bitterly divided. So many of us have observed our neighbors turning each other into enemies. We don't do that in this church, I don't think, but there are so many times where we've observed that. There are things that we used to be able to talk about that we just can't anymore. There are relationships that have been forever changed because of the climate we're now living in. And as much as we don't like to talk about politics in this church, I would say that those kinds of divisions have a lot to do with why we are where we are right now. But this week, I invite you to think about the ways that you can testify to the wonderful works of God that God has brought you out of and that God has done for you, and the ways that you have been brought out of your distress. Because you might just be the light that this world needs today. May we do this with boldness. May we do this with courage. May we do this with the feeling that the world around us, the people around us, depend on us and depend on sharing God's chesed with all created beings. So let's get to work. Thanks be to God. Amen. So now we are, rise if it's comfortable for you to do so, and join us in hymn number 72, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
Amen. You may be seated. Now we move into a time of more intentional prayer, thinking of the people and situations that need our prayers and our love today. Let's take a few moments of silence to thank those folks. Amen. What prayers do we bring today? I don't see anything. Anything on Zoom? One prayer that I have is lots of folks are deeply affected by the wildfire smoke right now. There are lots of folks for whom their health is affected, so for all of those who face allergies and all sorts of things and. In the wake of these things, God, on your mercy. If there's nothing else today, let's join in a spirit of prayer. God, in your grace and love, we remember times where we have been in distress, and you have picked us up, and you've brought us out of the many difficulties we faced in our lives. Surgeries and diagnoses and wilderness times, however they may present themselves. And yet there are so many issues that people are dealing with right now. People who are dealing with illness, whether through mind, body, or spirit. People who are lonely. People who are feeling discriminated. People who are facing homelessness and food insecurity and poverty. People who are facing war. People who are in situations of violence, whether on the streets or in their own homes. We ask you to be with all of those people, whether we have thought about them throughout the week, whether we think about them today, whether we whisper their names in our hearts at this moment. We ask you to bring your chesed, your ever-present love, in all of the ways that we know that you do. And help us share your ever-present love with others. As we pray, as Jesus taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Before I invite the ushers to receive this morning's offering, I just want to remind folks at home that communion is coming up. So grab those elements from your pantry so you can participate with us. And now, it is time to bring our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. You may give by placing a gift as the ushers come around with the offering plate. You may also give online at uccwaupun.net. But however you give, may you give with remembering the ever-present love that has been shared with you, and that we may share it with others. For the prayer of dedication. Holy One, bless these offerings, prosper the work of our hands, and in the gifts we bring. Amen. We're singing a new communion song today. It's a real easy song, and Sue and I will demonstrate it for you. Alana made some copies. Thank you, Alana. You'll notice that with each verse, there are three verses, grace, love, and joy. Only one word changes, and then we sing the rest of the song. So it goes like this. Sue? It goes like this. Come to the table of grace. Try that with me. Come to the table of grace. Come to the table of grace. This is God's table. It's not yours or mine. Come to the table of grace. Come to the table of love. Come to the table. Seated. And of course, we remember that this is God's table. It's not yours or mine. We remind ourselves and one another that it is Christ who is the host and invites all of us to participate. So whether you are a member of this church or this denomination or not, this table is for you. God is with you. Lift up your hearts.
Let us
give thanks to the Holy One, our God. We thank you, God, for you create us in your image. You are abundantly generous to us. You walk with us toward a new world of mercy and justice. You offer us true abundance of life, not possessions, but love that cannot be taken from us. Holy, holy, holy one, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of God. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are all who come in your name, and blessed is Jesus your Christ. He taught and healed. He fed the hungry and restored the outcast. He showed the wonders of your grace, so forsaking all others, we might give ourselves to you. He gave himself completely, dying for his stand for mercy and justice. But you raised him from the dead, and still he calls us to life. And on the night he was betrayed, he brought his friends to an upper room and he took bread. And he broke it and blessed it, saying, "This is my body. Every time you eat this, do so in remembrance of me." And after they were finished eating, he took a cup and he poured it out. And he gave thanks, saying, "This is my blood, this is the covenant that I am making with you for the forgiveness of sin. Every time you drink this, do so in remembrance of me." As long as we break this bread and share this cup, we remember Christ's death and resurrection until he comes again. Therefore, remembering these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves as a living and holy sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Dying, Christ destroyed our death. Rising, Christ restores our life. Christ will come again in glory. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and cup that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Pour out your Spirit on us, that they may be for the world the body of Christ, clothed in the new life, vessels of your love, generous in our lives, and rich toward you, for the sake of the wholeness of the world, and the name and Spirit of Christ. Amen. And as a reminder, receive the elements, you may come forward by way of the center aisle, take a piece of bread and eat it, and then take a cup and drink of it. And the larger patens are full of gluten bread, and then the smaller bowl in the middle is gluten free. All of the cups contain grape juice, so that all may participate. The gifts of God are given for the people of God. Come, for all things are now ready. Thank you. after communion. Thank you, God, for nourishing us at the table of your love and for caring for us so deeply. Help us go out into the world proclaiming your love to all who are lonely, oppressed, and in need. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 14, Now Thank We All Our God. Please rise if it's comfortable for you to do so. Let's join together in our mission and vision statements. We go now to love God's creation, share in fellowship, and live Christ's example while seeking God's blessings on ourselves and on our communities. Living our core values, we, the family of Union Congregational Church, seek to deepen our own spirituality with acceptance of all, through love and a commitment to Christ. And now receive these words of benediction. Friends, may God's kingdom come. May God's will be done. Through us, in our communities, as we go on earth. And now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.